This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Did you miss me last night? Come on, seriously, you can tell me. I don't mind. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. Bet you can't wait. We got Corey Douglas joining us after the first break. Come on, really? Seriously? All right, there you go. Corey Douglas joins us after the first break, and I know he is... Some of you take offense. He's locked and loaded, ready. I don't even say that. Nobody really cares. If you take offense, you take offense. We're gonna can't do much about it. Some of you guys really are out of control, so, you know, we do what we can do, what we can do. Anyway, again, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you know, give me your email address. We send out one email a week. Or if you don't want to be notified that way, let's say that you want to be notified via the, what do they call it? Text alerts. That's the one I'm looking for. Text alerts, right? I mean, it ain't that, it really isn't that hard. It's TRS, just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 70, that is right, right? TRS, the real side, TRS to 77222, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And you know, there is so much going on tonight. You need to be careful because tonight there's little ghosts and goblins and such hanging out and doing things out there. And you know what? You just be careful. They're trying to have a good time. Don't turn it into a miserable night. And the other thing tonight, it's one of the heaviest theft nights that there is. You don't know what I mean? You don't know what I mean by that, do you? Some of you men know exactly what I mean by this. Tonight is the night that you steal all the candy from your kids, right? Seriously, wouldn't you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm kind of joking here, but seriously, be careful with the kids. And you know, tomorrow ought to be a lot of fun. Halloween should only be on a Friday night, don't you think? It should always be Friday nights. You take the kids out, hopped up on sugar till 3 o'clock in the morning. No, up till 3 o'clock in the morning after they get home, and then you can take care of it in the morning as well. You know, because they're going to want to get up and what have you. All right. So, did you guys hear? There's a lot going on today. I get it. I'm going to hit a lot of that in a little bit here. But have you heard about this baby? It's cold outside, and they've decided that it's a problem. And the biggest reason it's a problem now is that it's not quite right for today. You know, because they're all woke, right? All the young people are woke. And now you can't have, you know, those words. You can't have, you can't allude to the fact that two people, your hormones are running and you've had a few drinks and whatever the situation is. You can't talk about romanticism. You can't make it like maybe the girl doesn't want it or the guy doesn't want it for that. That doesn't want the romantic approaches. But in a song, I mean, These people that are really upset about this baby, it's cold outside, have they listened to some of that hip-hop stuff? Have they listened to some of that stuff about sexual stuff with close members of the family? About beating the bee, the pregnant dog? You guys know. I'm trying to be clean about it here. Right? So when it comes to music, that's... See, hip-hop, for some odd reason, seems to be art. Rap seems to be art. You can say what you want. You can call women anything you want in those songs. But when it comes to a classic Christmas song about a guy who is very much into a girl who may or may not be into the guy, it's disgusting. It's terrible. Frank Lozier's song, by the way, it was written by Frank Lozier, Baby, It's Cold Outside, they've received an update more befitting of the Me Too era, which is a joke. Not the spirit behind it, but the people who claim that they're in it. Legend and fellow voice coach Kelly Clarkson recorded a new version of the Oscar-winning classic. Right? It's for Legend's first Christmas album. So he's going to do a Christmas album that actually changes the words. Now, if you based on a sampling of the lyrics provided by Legend's people, no longer is the Christmas classic about an extremely persistent fellow trying to convince a lady to spend the night with him. Right? By trying to get her to drink a little bit more. He's telling her it's cold outside. Have another drink. Right? I mean, and some right away. Because a lot of you young people, a lot of you far-left lunatics, it has to be about rape. Right? Can't be about a guy that just wants to be romantic with a girl. Or the other way around. I don't care who's singing it. But everything is to the nth degree to the worst. I put up a meme the other day, and it was real simple. It's a picture of that girl Gretchen that was talking about how her generation, they were going to have to take the mantle and run with it and make a difference for climate change. Then it had two military men underneath and said, "Your generation is going to do that? Your generation can't even decide whether they're a girl or a boy." And a bunch of people got, and I know a lot of these people, left-wing people got mad at me. I can't believe you would do this. You're on the school board. I can't believe you do this. Look, I have a heartbeat. I'm a human being, and this is getting ridiculous, okay? There are only two genders, male, female. That's it. That's what biology says. There's two. If you want to be called something else, if you want to be treated a different way, that's a whole different conversation. But you same lunatics that keep screaming at me that we have to have what I believe has to be based in science, which is why I can't believe in God, but yet when it comes to gender... When it comes to DNA, I can't believe in science. I have to believe in feelings. How'd that happen? Joe Messina, your host. We'll see what Corey Duncan has to say about this on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Come on, heavy music. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Come on, on the, you know that, say it with me, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, really, is what it works out to be. I want you to be, totally be part of the solution, and somebody who's always, always with me and part of the solution. Corey Duncan joins me like he does every week to kind of get it rolling and give us the scoop from the street, if you would. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me. Your entertainment is always so gracious. And we'll also thank all of the loyal listeners, and also all of my haters, and also all of the people that hate you. Also.
I'm going down this on a minute-by-minute basis. It's really cool.
yeah.
People
it's
are really
the same here.
Interesting.
The
anyhow.
Same. Yeah.
So listen, we got some serious stuff to talk about today. Okay? So I need you to focus, right? So apparently, have you ever heard that song Baby It's Cold Outside? You know, during Christmas, right? Old Bing. You remember? You know which one I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, Bing Crosby.
Right. So what ends up happening is now in this new, with this new woke generation, you know, because they're all woke, you know. Baby It's Cold Outside just doesn't really fit anymore. Because, you know, it's almost the beginning of a rape kind of culture thingy. So they're going to change the words now. So you know how it starts off? It says, what will my friends think? And then they say, I think they should rejoice. If I have one more drink, ready for this one? It's your body and your choice. That's what he says in the song, right? And you're going, what's that got to do with the song? You know, baby, it's cold outside. It's about a guy just trying to get romantic with a girl. And with the girl, you don't know if she is or wants to or doesn't want to. And he's just trying to coax her. They say, oh, this is like a rape thing. He's trying to rape her. If you hear the song, you see the song, and you see the couple, there ain't no rape going on there, period. But we've lost it, haven't we? There's no common sense left, even in music.
Well, Joe, you know, I spoke on this to some friends of mine, some young men. And, you know, we're to a point in this country where nothing is, everything is about everything that had anything to do with morality or had to do with tradition or anything like that has been thrown down the toilet. Well, you know, but a lot of this is because, you know, we're too busy talking and waiting for, you know, as I spoke with, someone earlier today about waiting for the guy to come over the hill with the 10-gallon hat and the blonde hair to save the day. We reached a tribulation point in this country in a crossroads where neither party is no good to us. I told you I'm strictly considered independent. You know, when you had to change you had people protesting about the Redskins album, which has been around forever. No one had a problem about it back in the day. You got problems with people that want to change the lyrics to songs that are a tradition, wanted to change the seventh inning stretch of God Bless America, sung by Kate. And, you know, that is because she's supposed to be a racist. But yet you got people like Michelle Obama who told Politico today that, you know, you white folks are still running from the ends. And, you know, I'm like, okay, but she's on here making racist comments. And, you know, you got other people that attack me because I come on your show and as someone told me, I degrade black people. Well, I don't degrade black people. I make fun of it because, you know, we had a time back in the day where Archie Bunker could say things. And, you know, it was laughable. And Sherman Hemsley, when he played on the Jeffersons,
oh,
he made
yeah,
comments.
Right.
And, you know, and I'm just talking about the classics. But now we got another show. I think I forgot who this guy is. I don't know whether he's some kind of comedian. And their show airs on CBS on Monday nights. And he is like, he's Archie Bunker, but he's talking about white folks. But it's okay for him to sit up and make racist jokes, but I wonder if a white guy got on there. But see, that's what I'm saying. And, you know, it's like the flip side now. Now it's okay for black people to be racist, but yet you're supposed to be against racism. But you want the same white people to vote vote and be a part of the black movement, what it's supposed to be. And, you know, it's very hypocritical. It's very hypocritical, but, you know, that's why you kind of have to distance your family and distance yourself away from politics, okay, because everything is about politics and race now. Nothing is about substance or whatever, and that's why you're getting the result what we're getting in this country right now, especially with our education process and also with the way that a lot of people say that they are patriots and they're Christians and they're on the left. And I'm talking about the left and the right. I'm not just talking about the left. Because I know we got a lot of people here that like to play the political game. And the people on the right is right. No, you're not right either. Because there's a lot of people that's on the right that's horrible. That's horrible. I could go down the list on here on Facebook or how they're horrible with no solutions. And they're just talking about the same thing, the same thing, the same thing. So, you know, and that's why I love when you came on. You were talking about solutions and this is a guy. You're right. I'm one of the few that has the IQ to have a solution to all of this. And I've given it so many times that I'm just not going to say it anymore. You know, if you think the solution is to sit up and a bunch of 40, 50, 60-year-old people acting like a bunch of groupies running behind President Trump or running behind this person, running behind that person, or screaming back and forth at each other about I'm right, you're wrong, like a bunch of kids. If you think that's the solution, then you continue on doing it. Because
Is that the solution?
Yeah, it's a solution for some people. Well, that's a lot of those people. You know, they got self-esteem problems. Not only that, they trying to be somebody that they're not, and they never will be. Because number one, you gotta have WWAMB. You know what that is?
Uh-oh.
You know what that is?
No, I do.
Wisdom, wealth, and a backbone. That's what you got to have. You got to have a backbone, and these people don't have none of. They don't have wisdom, wealth, or a backbone to even start doing anything.
No, I listen. I agree with a lot of these people. I'll get past the wealth thing if you would, just so people don't try to say, "See, he's talking about money." They don't. All those guys care about his money.
No. Don't do that, Joe. Let's keep it real. Because guess what? To start, and to really make a wave in something, you have to have wealth.
Sure,
You can't make anything happen without two bucks. You can't be selling oysters and lemonade on the side of the road or seedless watermelons or T-shirts that's made over in China, and you're trying to sell them over here, bootleg T-shirts and stuff, and you're trying to sell them here and think that's how you're gonna make it. No, that's not how it is, man. We gotta go for a break.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. He isn't going far. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter telling his more than 66 million followers, while the do-nothing Democrats fail the American people and continue the impeachment scam, my administration will continue to deliver real results, he writes in capital letters. This tweet from the president as the House votes to approve rules for the impeachment inquiry. The vote 232-196. Republicans in the House unified in voting against it. Two Democrats in Republican-leaning districts joining them. Now, during a closed-door session on Capitol Hill, a former White House advisor telling lawmakers he hears nothing illegal on the president's call with the president of Ukraine back in July. In other news, a new Associated Press poll finds 85% of Republicans continue to support President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
That's one of my favorites. I love that one. Joe, senior your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Don't go far. A lot going on. Let's bring him right back in. Corey Duncan joins me like he does every single week. And, you know, just enjoy Joe. I enjoy his perspective on what's going on in the real world. Not the fake world, but in the real world. Okay. Now, you got to answer this because you were in the military. You understand how this goes. This whole whistleblower thing, right? So, you got two guys. What is it? Only two guys, right, Corey, that listen to the conversation, supposedly. And this is like to compare notes and make sure they get the gist of what was said. It's not supposed to be not supposed to necessarily be a word for word, you know, conversation, right? So, but these guys, when they go in there, matter of fact, the one whistleblower or the so-called whistleblower went in and said, hey, look, I wasn't concerned about the conversation, and everything on the summary is pretty much there, but the president can't do his job. Would you agree? If he can't know that he's, they got his back, that there's loyalty there, he really can't do his job, can he?
Well, see, the thing of it is that when you talk to we live in a different time now. We live in a time where people want to make money off of and fame off of things that's tied to someone that's in not only impressionable, that's in a leadership position. That's why you kind of have to be, you know, as I always say in life, that's why I've achieved a high level of success is I believe in DTA. Don't trust anyone. I don't trust anyone. I'm sorry. That's just how I live my life. And, you know, I trust people to a certain degree. But when you're talking about a certain level of leadership and you have people that's under you, that's actually people not that's following you, but actually people that's working for you. Anyone can be brought off, and anyone that you know when you see a lot of people. That's why a lot of great institutions have been infiltrated by all kinds of intelligence agencies in history, not only this country but other countries too. Is because they start off powerful and then they infiltrate them. And once the infiltration comes, they plant the cancer, and the cancer grows. And one big cancer of people is money and power. And they know that most minions and peons that work in the cog and work in the system, I'm going to call them that because this was a lot of gutless people that do that. And you sit there in confidentiality, and then they take and they try to blow the whistle or say this or say that to gain fame. They're not doing it because they believe that it's an injustice. A lot of these people, I wouldn't say all of them, but I'd say at least 99 or 97.8 of them, that's what they do. They do it because that's what they want. They want to achieve a level of success, try to get ahead. But then once they see that the pressure comes, then it's like, okay, woe is me. Take have mercy on me. Hey, you open up the jar of worms. But, I also want to tell this real quick, not jumping subjects, but I want to tell everyone, when I said about wealth in the last segment, and so everyone to get it right, because I know you. Sometimes we have some sensitive people that get a little sensitive about me talking about wealth. To achieve something, first you have to have a business plan. And then you have to have the wisdom, and then you have to have the financial backing or your own finances to make it work. And it don't start off with box tops from Chico's or whatever like that. You have to have at least $5 to $10 million the way this economy is running. So that's why I always like to come on and tell people, when you start these programs, because I can tell you the program I started didn't start out with $2 or 50 cents and whatever like that, or whatever, like, oh, I put in a grant and stuff. That's not how things work. That's not how business works. So before you get an attitude and get upset and because I know a lot of people are a little moist and they get caught up emotionally with these other people that's running these scams, they're not running anything else, they're running a scam. Before you get like that, why don't you understand business? Go take a business class. Go get a business. Then you'll be able to understand.
That's because you are a successful black man, which shouldn't be, right? You're not dependent on the government. Well, that shouldn't
be. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad you said that because we got a lot of racists. We got a lot of racist white folks, we got a lot of racist black folks, that a black man can't achieve what I achieve because he got to be lying or he got to be procrastinating because there's no way that he could do that or whatever. But look, let me explain something to you. When you start having a ruling class mentality and you start understanding between success and survival, then come and talk to me. Then we can have a discussion.
Yep.
But President Trump has a problem and an issue that he never saw. And you know what his problem and issue was that he allowed the people from the Republican Party to be in his party because to be in his campaign because they made it where as though that they, I don't know what kind of deal they probably worked out that he needed them. He didn't need them. I think if he had went on this by with himself and got a lot of independent people and a lot of independent conservative people in there, he wouldn't have these problems. You're going to have problems out of a lot of people because they're not used to having any kind of wealth and they're not used to having any kind of success. And that is what the true essence of the problem is. I told you, we live in a world that if we had to count how many stab marks that most of us have in our backs, that's why I say DTA, don't trust anyone, because especially when you're a clear thinking person and a person that understands success, understanding your goals, do not, as I told someone today, and I told my sons and daughters always, never let the person across from you know what you're thinking. Don't you ever do that. As Wilson told his son in the movie The Godfather. Hey, what are you doing, stupid? You don't tell a person what you're thinking, and he was so right. You never tell people what you're thinking or what you got going on. When they look up, they'll be breaking ground, and it'll already be up. Because there's a lot of people it's not people out here that's evil. They're vile. And I'm talking about, oh, man, please, I got so many, I can tell you so many stories of people try to mimic me and try to go behind me and do what I do. You can't do what I do because I'm unpredictable. I'm the most unpredictable person on this planet. You can't predict what I'm going to say or do. Some things you might. It's a fraction of our.
Yeah, but part of that, we are our own people. You're successful because of who you are, not because of who somebody else is, right? I mean,
I'm not cliquish.
Yeah.
I'm not cliquish.
That's a good word. But I haven't heard that word in 50 years, but that's a good word.
That's a hood term. That's
a hood
term
for
black
old.
Folks.
I'm
so.
Sorry, but anyway.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely that old. old but wise.
Hey, you got
very
some
wise.
And you got some grandchildren, too, right? Didn't you get some more? You bought a couple, like three more?
That's a personal note. We'll talk off air about that. Because I don't want anyone to get, you know, real personal. But, you know, you got a lot of people that get, jealous.
All I'm saying is that you're a good guy.
You'd be surprised some of the things I hear from some people.
Really?
That you don't know who.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I laugh about it. That's why I like, you know, I'm the biggest agitator and S-talker in the world. I agitate the devil out of you. That's why I picked up so many technicals when I played basketball in college and high school. Cause I knew how to get under your skin. And if I can control you like that, yeah. If I can make you upset like that, then it is what it is. I'm not trying to. It's right. Just that I come on your show because you have me on here to talk about things other than the norm. And then sometimes you talk about the norm, but it's okay. I'm not upset with that.
But my irritant is this. Look, you know, these whistleblowers or the people listening in on the conversation, you know, whatever the thing is, right? You were in the Marines. You know what it's like to have to or want to or have to believe.
Well, the military
the
is a little bit different,
you.
Sir.
What?
The military is a little bit different.
Yeah, but these are military guys in there.
Well, see, the thing of it is that, you know, when they get a taste of the civilian life, and because the civilian, most civilians, you know, they're two-dimensional thinkers. They're not six-dimensional thinkers. They're only two-dimensional thinkers. Two ways, and that's it. You know, if they travel one route and you close that route down, they go into a panic attack. And that's... It's because they're only dimensional book smart. That's it. They're not. They have no way. They have no thought process of survival. They have no thought process of thinking quick on their feet. That's what the whole issue is. And it's a whole lot of situations I could tell you about. But you know, we'll continue on. Proceed on.
Yeah. I again, like I said, you know, you got a commander in chief of this country has to rely. And trust the people around him. It's getting to the point where he can't sneeze, you know, without telling on him, if you would. Anyhow, Joe Bazzini, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. Corey Duncan is going nowhere. We'll be back right after this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. It was the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Drive. That's going to be one of the best lines. That's got to be one of the best bass lines in music. Show us in your house. You hear the grumbling in the background. He doesn't like the music. I think he probably likes chamber music, knowing him. All right. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week.
Wow. What? Wow. Every time I hear that song, at least once or twice Thursday, you play that.
Yeah, probably.
And I just keep thinking the first thing I keep thinking about is just like this tan-colored barracuda with a little red light on the top of it. You know, Dave Starsky.
Listen. That was a red car with a white stripe. If you're gonna make fun of me, do it the right way. It was a Torino, okay, with an 8-cylinder 454.
Master. Please don't beat me. Don't beat me upside the head.
Here we go.
Kick your lettuce in the morning. See, I like the need of those black folks. Speaking of that, I want to say to you, Joe, and all of your listeners in California, we stand with you. And also, you know, if you you guys out there, you hang tough, and we continue to pray for you, because I know it's tough times out there in California. And as one Dusty Rhodes used to say, that's hard times. And hard times is when you lose everything, no matter. And it doesn't, I don't care if it's LeBron James, Barbara Boxer, Nancy Pelosi. I wouldn't care who it is that lost anything out there. You're still a human being. And our hearts and prayers still go out to everyone that lost a loved one. But we stand with you. And also, I want to say shame on all of those fans. Congratulations to the Washington Nationals for winning the World Series. But shame on all of them who set up and said, lock him up. Lock him up. That was a disgrace.
It was.
For them to do that. But you can think nothing more of Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, but I want to tip my hat to them. And also, the Baltimore beat-up squad, I'm going to back off of it this week, so I don't have to really tell you the 288 murders, and they just murdering each other just like it's a sausage grinder or whatever. But, it saddens me that when you have this going on in Dallas, Houston, Atlanta, New York, Baltimore, Detroit, Birmingham, Alabama, you have it going on everywhere. And it's just like people are now just so numb to it. They just don't care. It's just regular news. And it's sad because these young people, and it's not just young people, so it's people that's caught in the crossfire, and it's just, it continues. It's sad. I mean, the only thing you can't do is pray about it. But as I told someone, this is just the hiccups. This is just the start of, you got all these Bible scholars and Christian conservatives on the right and the left. This is a part of the tribulation period. And this is just the hiccups, man. I mean, just think all of this that's going on. And it's like, it's something each day. But, I just wanted to talk about those things in the beginning of your segment. That's all.
I appreciate that. Hey, listen, you have a vast bit of experience in covert operations. So apparently there's a questioning, or they're questioning now, whether Jeffrey Epstein died from suicide or not. Are you surprised?
Well, let's ask about David Ferrig when they took a whole jar of Proloid down his throat, and that's for aneurysms. And, the thing of it is this, what I will say is this, what I'll say is very suspicious. It's no more, it's very suspicious that a person would take and, the way that it was done. I mean, I know that in the intelligence community, sometimes they get rid of people with piano cords and all kind of other stuff, all kind of good things that's very quiet. But I can't say that I allege that's what happens. I don't say allege because I don't want to get in any trouble with anyone. But what I would say is this, is that it's very suspicious. If I was anyone, I would kind of check it out. That's just like someone taking and sticking a double barrel shotgun in their mouth, and you need two hands, but you only use one hand, and it's the hand that you don't shoot with. You're not predominantly,
probably somebody very, very talented at using his or her toes set off. Yeah, I'm sure.
I had someone ask me real quick the same question that you asked me the other week about Syria. And it was like, well, what is your professional opinion? I said, well, my professional opinion is this. I'm going to give you the White House PR. Whatever the president and his joint chief and the joint chief think that it should be done, I'm all for it, and I salute them. But I want you to know one thing, is that you have to tread very – Mr. President Trump needs to be very careful – because he's not establishment, and when you're not establishment in this country, that means the left or the right can stab you in the back at any time. So if he is listening, or anybody in his cabinet, you need to really be very careful about, because the military industrial complex complex, and I'm not being conspiracy theory, but, you know, the truth is what it is. That's really what
Ron... You saw what happened to John Kennedy when he mentioned those words, right?
Well, it wasn't just John Kennedy. It was a couple people before him and stuff. But, you know, we're coming up on that in a couple of weeks. We still, you know, but that's a story for another day.
Listen,
but
go ahead. I got to straighten you out on that, though. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead, sir.
All right. So you said alleged suicide, right? And I know why you did that, but I'm one of those guys. I'm not too smart. It takes me a while to catch on, right? So here's, what was he, 6 foot something, hung himself in a leaning forward on his knees with the thing wrapped around his neck. Okay. And somehow, for the first time in 44 years, the cameras were not working in and around the cell. The two guards that were meant to watch him somehow fell asleep for 4 hours at the same time. And somehow, miraculously,
you'll never find a love that's just from someone who cares about you. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. I know.
Yeah.
And I can't believe, and people sit back and go, no, Mr. Epstein committed suicide by jumping off a 4 foot post with a thing wrapped around his neck on his knees. Come on.
You have a lot of ignorant and simp, what I like to call simps that sit up and watch the 6 and 11 o'clock news, and then all of a sudden they watch a 2 minute video on YouTube and they become experts about intelligence community. They become experts. I put in 31 years. The general that comes on here probably put in a lot of years. But let me tell you something. I was a field commander before I was even promoted to anything else. And let me explain to you. I don't trust anybody that wasn't a field commander. Because guess what? A field commander can tell you exactly what's what. And in the intelligence community, what I would say is this. Everything is alleged. Until, you know, it's almost like what a friend of mine told me a long time ago. He said, until they put their hands on you, then you're still innocent. Until they put their hands on you, like put their hands on your shoulder, it's over. So, you know, what I would say is this, is that I won't touch that. That is a touchy subject for me, and I'm going to leave that one alone.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. It's again, you look at this stuff and you say, they are gotten so brazen, so blatant, so in your face, or so, I don't even know what to call it. I mean, they're so sure
of themselves.
Well,
they can do that.
Yeah.
Well, they can do that because people are suckers for the truth. They like a lie, but they're suckers for a lie, but they love the lie. They love a lie because a lot of people are not, they like, as I always say, they like optics. They don't like the truth. They like optics. They like to sit and look at everything in the background instead of listening and dissecting it. They get political. They get emotional. So that's why you can't get the truth about anything. And that's why the truth is what can't never be told to the public, because the public can't handle the truth, as one Jack Nicholson said, because they can't. And they can't because they're only two-dimensional thinkers. That's why a lot of people are non-successful, because you don't have a relationship with the Mosai, which is the God Almighty. You don't have a relationship with Him. You're not taking care of your family. Your heart is not cleansed. And full of all, you have to have a plan. You have to have a plan of action and a plan of exit. And that's what you have to have. And a lot of people are just not, they're not capable of doing that because they like drama. They like intrigue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what it is. That's what they like. They like the optics.
Oh, God, I'm going to have so much fun in the next hour. We're going to talk about how the left, really,
you keep
how the left-wing
truth,
news
yo.
Does this kind of stuff. What?
You keep telling the truth, sir.
Thank you.
www.conservativegen.com. Thank you for having me. God bless. And see you next week.
Oh, yeah,
God
you
bless.
Will. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. There's a lot more coming up. We're going to talk about how the left, and I found out personally, how the left news sources spin it and will not tell you, they will not tell you the truth. We'll be back in a little bit.